What are you looking for?
Oh, yeah, well, this is a new thing, I think. Today, I have a new thing you have to buy. Oh, you need stop to get a tape. Oh, tape. Yeah, somebody has a tape for sure.
Sorry.
Okay, let's see here. Okay, here, this is first over here. On page Chof, in this type of print that we have here.
Yeah.
It's really from the Avni Meluim, whatever. So if you have a real old one, you have to look at the Avni Meluim. Page Chof on the top over here. Here he's asking a Kasha Azai. We already discussed last week, is an Eved Mechuyev in the mitzvah of Piri of Arivi. What's the question? We know we pass in an Isha is Mechuyev in Piri of Arivi. Isha is Pata. Usually, an Eved goes together with an Isha. Kol mitzvah, that an Isha is Chayev, or Eved is Chayev. If a woman is Pata, an Eved is Pata. According to that, an Eved is Pata from Piri of Arivi. However, Tosis brings down a Yerushalmi that an Eved is Chayev in Piri of Arivi. And that's what Tosis is working to try to figure out. Or why would it be different? Tosis says different things. That's what we did last week. But now, Turi Avin has a new kash. Top of page Chof. Miu akata koshali. I still have a kash. The efshar loimar the eved mitzvah al piri of Rivia. It's poshet impossible for an eved to have the mitzvah. Why is that? Ha eved ein loy chayis. We know that an Eved has no yichus to anyone. Ve'ein zara misyachas acharov. And if he has children, they're not considered his children. Ve'yev shalo l'kai mitzvah zu klal. So how could he ever do the mitzvah? Which is amazing, because Taisvis, the Turi Eved brings this, Taisvis also brings this. In the same dibur, Tosfos says both things. He says that Eved has a mitzvah of Piri of Arivia, and he also says that an Eved has no chayes. How could he write both things and be happy? It's mamash apel. It's very hard to understand. I mean, every time I learn the Tosfos, I don't know what to do. So I looked around in the Mefarshim to see what they say. So I saw the Orech Laner in Yevam Asan Samach Beis, that's the main sugya there, you know, of Piri of Arivi over there. He says, this is what he thinks Taisus means, but he says, you know, this is very shver. Taisus means that an Eved has to do it, and he's an Oinus, he'll never be able to do it. So it just means that if he has, the only nafkamin is, if he has any way to get free, he should try to get free. If he has an Eitzah, if his master offers him, I'll let you buy out, or whatever, I'll let you do this or that, he should try. So he says, even though that's the only thing he can think of, it's very doichik. It sounds very schwer to say that an Eved has a chiv and he can never do it. So he blives to our thing, he doesn't know pshat.
Does everybody agree that
Ur and
the
Chayas
are connected?
I think it's mefurish in the Gemara. Yeah. I think it's mefurish in the Gemara of the Sugya of Ur, that without any Chayas, you will not be Yotze. Let's see here. Yeah. Here the Gemara says, Beferish, that a guy who has children, at that time he has chayes to the children. So then, he theoretically would be able to be kain for Rivu. As soon as he met a geyer, he loses the chayes, he has to do peruvu all over again. Then the Gemara says, and by Eved, vaday in l'chayes, is for sure it's nothing. So it's mashma from the Gemara that way. That has to do with chayes. That's what it seems. Okay, so this is Aruch Laner, so it's Aruch Laner, he doesn't know what to say. Chasam Sofer says, Chiddush, okay, I don't understand the basis of the Chiddush, but it's more Mistaver and Tosfos, but in Svar. Dr. Chassam Sefer, the Hechrich, being that the Torah told an Eved Pru Urvu, well, it's a good question where the Torah told the Eved Pru Urvu, But wherever the Torah did tell the emperor Vu, in there, the Hashem is saying that for an Eved, he's Yotze without Chayis. All other people are talking need Chayis because that's the Poshet Shah, I guess. But an Eved, what did the Torah want out of him? How could the Torah tell him to do Peru Vu? He can't. So obviously by him it's different. That's what he says, Pshat, for a Tysus.
Who's saying you're not having Peru Vu until you have two...
Whatever, different sheep is right.
Okay.
Ben Bas, or Shu.
It's not Shai. It doesn't begin there. You can't have the not be Yachas to you. How can you...
What Chassam Sefer seems to mean is that you just go by physical. Biological, he has a Ben Uvas. That's the mitzvah, even though there's no chayis, and there's an eved just goes by the mitzvahs, like you were saying. Mismore, I would have said, what's the difference if they're chayis or chayis?
As if it's Taisus creation.
The Taisus doesn't put them together. Taisus just says that eved is mitzvah and peruvu, and then like 5 lines or 10 lines later, he says eved and lechayis. Taisus doesn't like can't put them together. The problem is why don't we put them together, right? Why don't we say Akasha from the 10 lines later in Taisus to 10 lines before?
Well, the Maisa of the Gemara does say, "Hello, Abanim, Avdisu, Mishtacha, Lekim, Peru,
Revu." Oh, so it's like the Chassam Sefer, because once he becomes a regular Yid, his mitzvah changes. Right, he'll be able to do the full mitzvah.
Right.
Yeah, 100%. Then he has to do it all over again. But what I don't understand at all in the Chassam Sefer is that this would be a beautiful pshat if I had a pasuk somewhere special for an Eved. And says, an Eved, he has to do Peru. What does Hashem want from him? Okay, then I see it's Mucha. Hashem is telling him differently. He doesn't need it. But there is no separate pasuk for an Eved. It's just, let's say, how the Mishnah Melech explained it. He says, why is the Eved different than the Isha over here? Because only by Zman Groma we equate the Isha with the Eved. But if the Isha has her own particular p'tur because of a kibshuha, right, that she's not a bas kibush, so for that we put the Eved with the men. That's the whole thing, but there's no pasuk for an Eved, so why would an Eved be different? I don't chap why the Chassam Sefer is saying that the Eved should get his own halachas. I don't know. He just writes it 2 lines. He says, the hapshat, who? That the Eved's different. He doesn't need chayis. He's going to the mitzvah of chayis. I don't understand. So anyways, here comes the Terebi, and he asks the Kasha, but he doesn't care that his pshat won't fit his own pshat.
You combine both pshat and say that that's what it means. Eger should conclude with everybody. So after the feed, his yichayot is the same. So you put together...
In other words... But how do I know everybody? Maybe really Hashem said whoever doesn't have a yecheles is potter from the mitzvah. But how do I know this little extra ketchula? If I know that, I'd be in perfect shape. If it says kol echad yaseh hayecheles, maybe he isn't. If I know that, I'm groping to find where do I know that. Ah, you mean because Hashem told it when the world started. Okay, well, but I hear. I was thinking of that. You should know I was mamish thinking of that. But I had a problem because when the world was created, there was no such mitzias as avodim. Everyone really had yachas in those days. Because in those days, even a slave just meant a hard worker. There was no hilchis avodim or anything, you know what I mean? There was not so memela. Why not? He's a guy. A guy, he had yachas to bite, or not to avod. He was called Eved as a curse, but he wasn't hilchis Eved. Even though I did see somebody say what you say, but I don't understand it. Somebody says, because he's an Eved, Knan, he's an Eved, but that's not the kind of Eved we're learning about here. We're talking about an Eved of Din, of Eno Layachas. Okay, so anyways, that's the. Okay, so the Turi Eved asked the Kasha. V'yefshar loy lekayim mitzvah zu klal. So how will he ever do the mitzvah? And what is the Yerushalmi talking about that an Eved will do the mitzvah for Ravu? It's never going to happen. What you have to say is as the Yerushalmi svir lei the halacha Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika. This Yerushalmi is talking like Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika. The isha mitzuva al piri avarim. that a woman also has the mitzvah preview. We know we don't pass like him, but Rabbi Yochanan Berakos sheet is that a man is chayim preview and a woman is also. Also, that's what he's going to say. Very good. That's exactly what he's going to say. V'ho, Eved Iyashar Lo Elisa Isha Elo Shifcha. Who would ever marry anyway, right? He's going to be marrying a Shifcha, right? Val Karchach, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Breka Shifcha Nami Mitzuvah. And Val Karchach, Rabbi Yochanan Breka holds that a Shifcha is also in the Mitzvah. Just like the Eved, so is the Shifcha. Because why not? If a woman is Chayiv and an Eved is Chayiv, so a Shifcha will be Chayiv. I don't know exactly what he wants with all that arichas of that gemara, that if a mamzer marries a shifcha, then what's the baby? A mamzer or an eved? The answer is eved, and not a mamzer. It's Miuchas Achareha. That's what he wants from the whole thing. Nimtza le'inyan pira v'rivya gabe eved v'shivcha comes out like the Tori Eved. If you have a case of pira v'rivya on a man eved and a woman eved, isha chamura mina ish, the woman is more the chayiv than the man, l'Rabbi Yochanan ben Breka. According to Rabbi Yochanan ben Breka, why is that? The ilu eved, a man slave, eino chayiv b'mitzvah zu kol ikar. He is entirely not mechuyev in the mitzvah, kiven the ein zara mitzvahs achar, because he can't have any yichus. The ilu shifcha, but a shifcha kiven the zara mitzvahs achareha chayeves. She could have a yichus, so she will be chayiv. You hear what he's saying? A man can't have yichus, so it's not possible for him to get the mitzvah. But the woman shifcha, she could have yichus, and therefore she's better and she gets the mitzvah. Okay. Now this piece of Turei Eved is chidushim atzumim adli ma'oy, because the quote that he said really shouldn't have any shaychus. He made a quote that if you have a mamzer marrying a shifcha, the baby will be an eved. That does not show yichus from the mother to the baby. That just shows that you make him an eved like the mother. But and not that he goes, or he has nothing to do with the father, he really has nothing to do with the mother either. The pshat is that the baby has to be a certain category, he has to be in the avodin group or in the mamzer group. So we say, the hilchus eved go by the mother. But is the mother and the baby miyaches, that's called her son? Doesn't say. Not only doesn't it say, but there's a beferish in Gemara, and this is what it's all telling you. There's a beferish in Gemara in Sanhedrin, and this is the Aruch Lanier in Yevamos brings down the story of it. And he says, Tmiya Achsuma. How could the Turei Eved say such a thing? It's connected to Beferish and Gemara in Nunchas Amid Beis.
Because the lesson of the pasuk is mashmah yichus. Yishav yiladeha.
It says yiladeha, you mean.
Right.
Yiladeha. But of course, it might be physical, right? You have to know if it means yichus. Yeah, I hear. So here it says, L'choyer, the most clearest Gemara that you see is not yichus, and you'll see it's not that. Omar Rav Chisda, Nunchas Amid Beis, Eved, Mutter be'imay. Eved is mutter to be ba'al imay. And I said, there's no yichus. It's not his mother. So how in the world could the Turei Eved say that he's miyuchas? That's it. Our Chlan writes that one line, and that's it. Comes along the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah's period review, in the first Mitzvah. And he also brings the Turei Eved, and he also brings the Gemara, and he says, but the pshat is, there are two ways to learn this Gemara. Here's what he claims. He says, there's the Rambam's way, and the Rambam's way is clear like the Aruch Lanier, that it means that an Eved and a mother, a Shifcha, in other words, the Rambam explains the case was that you had a Shifcha, and she had a son, and he's the Eved, And this Eved is Mutar Be'ima. And Mela, the Rambam writes, there's no way for an Eved to have Aveir Varais. He says the only thing that's left for him is Zechur and Behema and Eshes Ish. But besides for that, there's no Arais for an Eved. There's no, because he's not related to anybody. So he says, according to the Rambam's understanding of the Gemara, definitely connected the Turiyah. However, Zokter Rashi has a different pshat. Why? Because if you look in Rashi here, he writes, well, I should say the whole Gemara, and then I'll say the Rashi. Eved muter be'imoy, umuter be'bitay. Right, he's mutter in his mother and in his daughter. He's not related to either of them. And it says, as a Yotza Miklal Kusi, he went out of the category of Goy. Kusi here means Goy. V'lichlal Yisrael loyba. And he's not included in the Yisrael even. Okay, that's the words of the Gemara. Yotza Miklal Kusi, v'lichlal Yisrael loyba. So, Memela, what do those words mean? So, let's see how Rashi explains it. Yotza Miklal Kusi Upoka Shein Ben Noyach Mine. He lost the name Ben Noyach. V'lichlal Yisrael Loibo. And he's also not a Yisrael. Zokt Rashi, what does he want? What do we want? The Ligzar Lei Ale Mishum Deshemo Yoimru Boin Mikdusha Chamura Likdusha Kala. Usually the din is azoy, that if a goy had a daughter or a mother, and he becomes a ger, can he marry the daughter or mother? It's not related. So the answer is midoraisa, he is allowed. But midrabbanan, we ask for him, because then the goyim are going to go around and say, oh, I see that being a Jew is lighter than being a goy. Because when I was a goy, you told me I'm not allowed to marry her, and now I am. So mimela, we say midrabbanan, you're not allowed. So Zokt Rashi, this Eved could marry his mother Midrabanan also, and he doesn't, we don't tell, it's okay, he can marry the mother. And even though he's going to say that I'm changing religions, I'm getting it easier, we don't care for an Eved. Because he's not a real Jew anyway, so let him think he's lighter, it doesn't bother us. If he'd be a full Yisrael, we don't want him talking like that. But he's in the middle, he's an Eved, so look, let him say that he's lighter. Doesn't bother. Zokta Minchas Chinuch. What's he talking about lighter? What kind of stronger and lighter? He's an Eved. His mother's a Shivcha. He was never in any other situation. How do you read this Rashi? Zokta Minchas Chinuch. Klar. Rashi is explaining the case differently. Rashi is saying, there was once a mother, a goy, who had a boy who was a goy. And now, this goy got sold as an Eved. And now, we tell the goy, you know what? You're in luck. You can marry your mother. Right? Because he became an Eved. So the goy's going to say, what? Yesterday I was a goy, and I wasn't allowed to marry her. And now that I became an Eved, I could? So yeah. That's how Rashi learns the case. Izoi bazoi. Zok did Minchas Chinuch. Who told Rashi this whole long shtickle tale over here? That he was a goy and now he switched. Why don't you read the Gemara plain and simple? That there was a mother, a shikha. Why don't you read like the Rambam? Teretz is a Minchas Chinuch because Taka Rashi holds it to Eved. Rashi holds that if the mother was a shifcha and she had a boy, she would be upset with that boy because it's yichs. And therefore Rashi changed the whole pshat around, that the case was that it was a goyish mother who had a goyish boy, and he became an Eved, and what Rashi is saying is, Eved is like Gershon Isgar, Katan Shanoi Ladami. And that's the only heter why he has, that he could marry the mother. Because it switched from goy to, and that's what it means, he was Yotza Miklal Akum, that's how Rashi reads the thing. Yotza Miklal Kusi, he went out of Goy, meaning he's Gershon, he's Goy. And this thing that the Minchas Chinuch figured out from Rashi, if you look in the Yad Ramah, he writes it out, the Temole. He says, Yotza miklal kusi means gershin is gak.
I have it right here.
Yotza miklal goy, zot de rama, upoka mine kurva divine noyach, da hava lake, a cotton chanoila. That's the pshat. So it comes out according to this, mamish like the Turi Evan, that a mother of Shifcha who has a son is usher. Aye, what's the pshat? Aye, we say that there's no yichus, why should it be different? What is the svar behind this thing? So what I said about Freedom is that you see there's a yichus alpi like halacha, and there's a physical yichus. A mother with a baby is a baby. You don't change that even with the shifcha. Even with the shifcha, it's only the father. The father is not mamish guf echad mamish. So then we say that if it's a shifcha, no yichus. But a mother with the vlad is a different type of connection. That's the svar.
You see it right here, right? You can't go...
Oseh Vesbino, you mean?
Oseh Vesbino. There's no yichus by behemoth.
Right.
There's some type of connection.
There's a connection.
Not by the father.
According to... It's a machloikus, really, if it's by the father, right. But
by behemoth?
Yeah. There's a machloikus if you say it by the father. The Gemara says that has to do with fish and lezerah. But al kapanim, there is, right, there's, let's say you will say ein chosh in lezerah. So there you go. You see, ein chosh in lezerah. We only care about the mother by an animal. Because in other words, by that, you know, a behema, there's a shita that you don't even have chosh for him. But the mother is still the mother. Right? So that's what the Turi Evan is saying. And that is, mamish, oif galtan lefi yirashi. Okay? Now, I'll tell you a very Moyadik Rashi, which I saw years and years ago. And I had a Gemara, this I saw over 25 years ago. I had a Gemara, you can look there, I'm sure it will still be there. They used to have a Gemara called Mo'oyres. Do you have that? A Mo'oyres Shas? And in those days, like, it had five little Ha'aris on the side, they wrote like little Kashas on the side, like then, whoa, that was amazing. Nowadays, like, it's, you know, over there, but in the, over there, they had on the side, in Rashi, in Chulin, it's in the middle of a sugya here about something totally different, about pre-mikri. Let's see what dasha is around again. I should remember what dasha is. It should be around here. And there's mamash at diuk, that to this same din that Rashi holds that a goy cannot marry his mother. Let's see if I can find it here. There's more here. Pre. Eved ben Shifcha, Achi Meshuchreres, Yoichiach. Gemara's in the middle of Pirchas with Basar Bechalav. In the middle, I'll just get to the zero win on the thing. He's an Eved, the son of a Shifcha. Achi Meshuchreres, his sister was freed. There's three people in the family. The mother's a Shifcha, and she has two children. One's an Eved, like her, and the sister is freed. She also pre impri. The two pre, that means the boy and the girl, the daughter and the son, are also to marry. because the Eved is not allowed to marry a Baal Chayim. Umuter pri im ha'en. But the pri may marry his mother. Okay? Now, the Chayra over here, you see, like the Rambam, that if a Shivcha has an Eved, because here she's not a plain guy, right? Here it says she was a Shivcha, Eved ben Shivcha. So L'Chayra, if you'd like the Rambam, how will Rashi get out of this Gemara? Right? So look in Rashi. And Rashi says, Eved ben Shivcha, Mutter b'min imay, ve'osir b'vas chayim. Rashi says he's mutter in the min of his mother. Why did he do that? Why did he put that word b'min in there? Mashma mamish, like the Minchas Chinuch said, that Rashi really says he can't marry his mother. So it just means, since the mother is a shivcha, he's an evident, his sister's bas chayim, is trying to say, like, here you have a case where the two pris are also called, like, the min chayim is also with the min avdus, but it would be mutter with his mother, because they're both the min of avdus. But it doesn't mean the imite. It seems very clear from that word of Rashi that it's correct. Okay? And there I think I saw on the side in the Me'iris Gemara there. That deep. But anyway, that is the Machlokes Us. Now what I would like to know is one thing. What do you hold? I was trying to say, I didn't know what's the right way to go now. So according to Rashi, we're saying the Eved who was born from a Shivcha is Aser. Now what do you think Rashi holds then? If there's three in the family, the mother's the Shivcha, and she has two, a boy and a daughter, can they marry? Can they marry? Because here it's also all blood, it's all through the mother, and or that's already too far. I mean, that's my mother and that's my mother, right? They both claim that that's their mother, so why shouldn't they be usher? I mean, it could be there. But then, if I wasn't sure what to say. According to Rashi, how far do we go? Only the son with the mother? But on that, I just want to spell to a Rashi in Bava Kama Peches. And it will be telling what to do with this Rashi. Because there's a Rashi in Bava Kama Peches. It says over here, what happens if you were Zoymeme? One second, right in the right Rashi. No, here. Right in the beginning. It says in the Mishnah here that Rabbi Huda says that if you're Choyvel and Eved, Ein Loy Boishes. You don't have to pay for Boishes. There's no din of Boishes by Eved. If you're Mavayish, you know you're Mavayish. How does he know this? My time with Rabbi Yehuda. Omar Kura, ki yinotsu anoshim yachtov ish ve'ochiv. That's how the parsha of Boishes starts. It was a ish with his brother. V'mishe yesh lo achva. Only types of people that have brotherhood. Yotza eved she'ein loy achva. Eved doesn't have any achva. Okay, what does this mean? So Rashi, in the page, he writes it means, Ein la'achva just means the idea that he's not a baba koho. He's not part of our, you know, like an amamish brother. It means he can't be bought into the koho, so he's not like brothers with the rest of Klal Yisrael. Okay, so fine, good, that's very good. Lishnachrina, on the side, is printed Lishnachrina. There's a star in the Rashi, and it goes, Lishnachrina. Eved ein loy achva shemuter be'achoisei. He doesn't have a brother. He doesn't have brotherhood because he's taker muter with his sister. Oh, very good. So here, what does Rashi mean? If we say that that Rashi holds that the Eved is also in his sister, so why is he saying muter? So we'll have to say what you're saying. That when it says ein loy achva means through a father. That's what we're going to have to say. Or, we'll say that's why it's a Lishnachrina, because Rashi one time he was learning like that, but then he decided maybe not. That's why Taka said a new pshat, which is a little bit daichik, that it means ain't about bakal, because maybe he didn't like the pshat he wrote on the side. Oh, so just, I want to add one little...
Going through the father, and they would then be mutter?
Yes, right, because the father for sure is no yichus.
Therefore...
Right.
So the narayas of a brother and a sister would go through the father.
If the whole connection between the two of them would be the father...
Same father, different mother.
Right. If they have the same mother, they're connecting through the mother. And then there would be us, sir.
But if they had the same father and two different
mothers... That's why they have to be... You're saying... That
maybe
what... Are only talking about a case where they...
Yeah.
No, it's the klal of avdus, no? An Eved
doesn't have achva, and I would have to say it means that Eved can never have a fatherly achva. He can't have the achva of a father achva he'll never have. You also have it. Only Yidin that have a father achva. Avodim don't have a father achva. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's a daichik. The better way is to say that in Akhanami, Bahal Pligi, the two Lishnas of Rashi, that I would think is more glut.
Why are we separating the making the Kina of Adesh and Evident and Mali Evident and the sister? And brother and sister? I mean, why is he also to the mother? He wants to
say. He's also to the mother because of its physical.
Right, because even if it's not really Yichus, there's something.
Enough to connect.
Why is there not a. Why
is
that
not
by the sister?
I know that's what I... In Hakinani, I'm saying that I would assume probably you're right. That if it's through the mother, it should be. 100%. That's why I'm saying that. I'm saying that might be. That might be true. That's why maybe Rashi isn't so sure. But I just want to add in one thing. If we say the doichik thing, that Rashi meant he doesn't have a father, liachva, we say that, then you have to get into another thing. Because there's the famous shita. Do you know that Rashi's shita is that a goy is kosher to be an eid? Rashi holds that you can have a goy, it's fine. It's kosher to eidus, a goy. So Tosfos says on Rashi, what are you talking about? A goy for sure doesn't have achva with Jews. And later on, the Gemara says for eidus you also need achva. So the Tshuva's based Yitzchak says, Rashi doesn't hold that that's shver, because a guy cannot marry his sister, because the Gemara already says that goyim have somewhat of a yichus, enough that they can't marry their sister. And Rashi on the side said that an Eved could marry a sister. So even though we find that we exclude an Eved from Eidus, that doesn't mean that we're going to exclude a goy from Eidus. And Rashi holds it different. A goy has achva, and an eved doesn't. So we exclude an eved, but we leave a goy in. That's what he says. Now, a goy is not allowed to marry a sister from the mother. So according to that, you see for a fact that Rashi must mean that the eved could marry even his sister from the mother on the side. That I'm just showing that then you would have to say it means from the mother, or else the pshat wouldn't fit in. If you're right, if you're saying that the eved is ahead of the guy, the eved is ahead, or I mean lower, whatever you're going to call him, he's less related than the guy, it's going to have to be by the case of the mother. And then you're going to see for sure that he's talking about the mother, and he's been mopping the ever with the. All right, then we'll have to say that the two Rashi's are arguing with each other. Okay, so that's I just wanted to say that to Rei Evin. Oh, and the Meilari will just finish up the paragraph. The Hashta Ahida Yerushalmi Devin Maalisa Isha B'Moid Uposhet Lami Rabbi Yochanan Da'amar Kol Shem Mitzubal Piri Verivia Einu Noise B'Moid V'Taima Mishum Bittel Piri Verivia Lav Mishum Lasa Didehu. The Eino Noisei B'Moed has nothing to do with him, because he has no period of Arivia. Holoshach Gabechia period of Arivia. Ela Mishum Losadi Da. It's the wife. She's going to have the period of Arivia. Shehi Mitzubal period of Arivia. The Inka Lemigza Gabo Mishum Bittel period of Arivia. Shamatisha Adamoid. Right? He's just saying that that's his maskana, that the Eved can't do period of Arivia, and the only one where it could be is the Shifra. Okay, we already said over the other pshat. Okay, fine. Then he goes ba'arichas into mamzer. Fine, I will.
Does the shalom mean there's a hechsher mitzvah for the man now? For a male evad has a hechsher mitzvah.
Hechsher mitzvah.
So the woman might be filed in the condition in the second paragraph for that woman.
That it's how she's misayeya. Yeah, okay, but in other words, when it's said in the Yerushalmi, mitzuva, al pi rav Avivia,
a
mitzvah, it says the word mitzvah. Right here. To say that it means because he's going to get a mitzvah, help out in the mitzvah. Right here. Okay, but still you're agreeing that the ikker thing is that she's the mitzvah.
That's
right. According to what he's saying, I hear you just want to say that you'd also have a shaykhs. Fine. Okay. Now let's go skip to the next thing. Chaf Aleph. Loy letayu bra l'shavas yitzar. Okay. Here he says an interesting zach, and I just want to say a poshet pshat thing here on what he's saying. But he says like loy. It says that why this chetzi ever chetzi ben chayrin is stuck, can't get married, and you can't leave it like that. Yibato. You're going to let him be bought the loyal Sayu, Burala Shavas Yitzhak. State in Yeshaya that you can't have a world for Tayu. Pirshua Taisis. Hal the loyal knockout Kurad the Pru Revu. Why doesn't it say a pasuk in the Torah, Pru Revu? Why do you have to go to Yeshaya? The answer is Mishum the Muchach Mehai Kurad. This is the pasuk that shows us the mitzvah rabbi. How great of a mitzvah Pru Revu is. If you would see the pasuk alone, you wouldn't know the greatness of it. But now it's pasuk in Yeshaya shows me that the whole world was only created for that, so it shows us the chashivas. V'chein b'perek basra de Megillah ma'isi lo gabi moicher sefer Torah. It says there are two things you could sell a sefer Torah: lilma Torah. You could sell a sefer Torah in order to learn Torah. V'lisa isha. And the second thing is lisa isha. You could sell a sefer Torah. The Omar, and it says why these two? Because shiny Talmud Torah is special. It's different than all the other things. Shamei bili de ma'ase, because it brings a person to ma'ase, memela to choshever, and Ishanami loy l'toyu bro. Again, when the Gemara is trying to show how choshev pir b'rivia, that's the way it shows it with that pasuk. Mil b'per kama davar d'zor amrinon zokta to yevin. However, in the first per kama d'zor we say metamni koyin b'beis hapras. The Rabbonon, a Kohen is allowed to go into a tough place which is Tami Midrabbanon, called the base of Pras, right? That means that there was a field and they plowed the field and there was a dead body there and the bones were sprayed all over. And there's a Chashash, anywhere he goes, he might hit a bone. So Midrabbanon were Chashish, he may go into there. And that's one heter. Another heter, uvechutz laaretz. A Kohen who lives in Eretz Yisrael may go to chutz laaretz for two things: lil mei Torah, if he wants to learn Torah, v'lisa isha, and to lisa isha. Opirish ha'taisus asam, the davke bahani mitzvahs sheheim chashuvim. Only for these two special mitzvahs, which are so chashuv. Al shar mitzvahs lo, for any other mitzvah, we wouldn't let him do these things. And Taisa says it's also mashma like that in the last pack of Megillah, and he means the Gemara that we just had, that you could sell Sefer Torah. You see, these are the two most chashuv mitzvahs. Avol, the shiltas d'rabachoi, v'atok Taisvis, the shiltas d'rabachoi says the opposite. Neforesh, hanuch, the kili. These are the two lightest mitzvahs in the whole Torah. Okay? V'chol shekein shar mitzvah shein chamud, and kol shekein for any other mitzvah, for sure you can leave Eretz Yisrael or go into a base of press. Okay, that's what the shilta says. So now, first of all, okay. So now, why are these the two lightest mitzvahs in the whole Torah? To learn Torah and to get married turns into the two lightest mitzvahs in the whole Torah. So. The Nitziv I saw in Shiltis. This Shiltis is an Emor. Later on, it's an Emor. So he says maybe the idea is because we find that you're allowed to stop. You're supposed to stop learning for any other mitzvah. That's a din. So we see that in a certain way, other mitzvahs are ahead of Torah in that way. And what's with what's with Lisa Isha? So he says, because we know that there's one mitzvah you don't have to stop. Rambam says, if you're learning Torah, you don't have to stop Lisa Isha. So you see, that's even later than Torah. So therefore, that's what he says. But it's,
well, either one is a proverb rule is Lisa Isha the Hesh, if it's maybe, you know, okay, do the whole physical thing or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And the majority, but you don't say with Krishna day, you don't have to.
So therefore you mean you don't really...
It's not like you'll be Yotze.
So basically, what I want to say is what you want to say. I wanted to say like this. They're all trying to figure out that Torah's life is very, and then what does he do at the end? The Torah Evan says everything comes up Shver. First of all, what do you do with that Gemara and Megillah? According to the Shiltz, right? What is it saying that that you could sell yourself for those two things? You should be able to sell for everything. So he works out a whole shot to change the Gemara. Then he says that it's Shver from another Shiltz, because there's a Shiltz in Bava Kamma which says Paskin's Limud Gadol Mimaisa. That Limud is the greatest thing. Tosfos brings it in Bava Kamma, the last thing in Perek Aleph. It's the last part of this piece. On the Chaf Beis, on page Chaf Beis, he brings down the Shiltz says that Limud is Gadol Mimaisa. So this is a stira. Here he's saying it's the lightest thing, and here he's saying that it's the most chomer thing. Okay, so I think the pshat is the Shiltz is not trying to say that these mitzvahs are the lightest. What he means is that you'll get married in Eretz Yisrael. Just, you'll manage. You'll get married in Eretz Yisrael, and you'll find the yeshiva somewhere in Eretz Yisrael. You want to go to Chutz Laaretz, you want that yeshiva. Or he wants that isha somewhere in Chutz Laaretz. So we tell him, this is the lightest thing. Even for that we let you. That's what he means. Even for that, which is key, he doesn't mean the whole mitzvah of learning is light, and the whole mitzvah of Lisa Isha is light. He means this is a very light thing, because what will be the difference? So you won't find any yeshiva in the whole Eretz Yisrael where you could learn some Torah? But he wants to go to, says that you never know, you could learn better by this route, by that route. And if you're not, you'll still learn. And the same thing, Lisa Isha, what do you think? If you're going to stay in Eretz Yisrael, you can't get married to anyone in the whole Eretz Yisrael? Also in a Hanami. In a Hanami. In other words, all he means is Kol Shekain. So according to the way I'm explaining, he means Kol Shekain if you'll really lose a mitzvah. There could be cases, let's say Yibum, right? She lives over there. Either you go there or you won't, or whatever. There could be a mitzvah. You'll have to go out of, let's say, Beis HaPras. You have the Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. It's in. You're going to have to cross the Beis HaPras. Either you will and you'll get the Shofar, or you won't. You won't have the Shofar. So he just means a Kol Shekain like that. But he doesn't mean that the whole thing is light. And then the whole three heaven is okay. So this is what I wanted to say. And Baruch Hashem, afterwards, I found that there's another crisis in Bechayres. I see my memory, I'm sure it was from there. I forgot that it wasn't Tysus. And then I just, well, it's really a Tysus. Tysus in Chav Tes Amid Beis. Not Amid Beis. That's Amid Al. Ends Amid Beis. And he says here, Tefeirish. Lo'oilom hu hadin lekol ha-mitzvot. This is Rabbeinu Tam talking. V'ho dinokat lilmud Torah. Mishum depligi hasam, because they're talking about over there, Hecha de moitze mimi lil moit. Because he found someone that he could learn. Thus he wants to go over there. Velisa isha noka, afal pisha moitze isha beret Yisrael. He found also an isha. In other words, he says even like a little more than me. He found someone, he agrees, he could learn here, and he could find the isha beret Yisrael. But he'd rather go to Chutz Laaretz and get a different one. Okay, so that's the pshat. And then, after that, he writes, Uvish iltois de Rav Achoi, matir li tome bebeis hapras lechol ha-mitzvahs. It sounds like he means to say that, and the Shiltz holds like this pshat. That's what it sounds. He doesn't say beferish, but then it's mamash mufurish. So then I found it in Tziv, in on his parish Hamik Shaila, on the Shilpas, he mamish said that he that from this here, even though he used to say that the Shilpas really meant they're lighter, but from this places we see that it doesn't mean that the Shilpas never meant to say they're lighter. It just meant in this case it would be lighter. Okay, that's the Tzveita Zach. Okay, well that is Miusha the whole thing. Now we'll do one more piece over here. Okay. It's on page Chaf Gimel. On page Chaf Gimel, Dibur Maschil Miu HaTesis Kirtzu Hasa. It's on the first column. He has there Miu HaTesis Kirtzu Hasa. Now, Hikasha is going on a little earlier. The Kasha is Azai. We have a Gemara that Rabbi Lezer freed the slave to make a minyan. And we also have the Gemara over here that you free the slave in order for him to do Piri Verivia. So why? Because the Asay of Piri Verivia, or making a minyan, is greater than the Asay of Ilam Bohem Taboy. So it's worth to be over on that Asay in order to do that Asay. So the kash is, but don't we have a klal v'idna? You're only allowed to do the asay at the same time. And here you're freeing him first, and the other asay comes later. So the Turi Avin himself first says, he says, by the case of the minyan, maybe it could be at the same exact time. How? He tells him, you'll be free exactly when the minyan starts. He tells him his man, and it could be at the same time. But he says, by the period of Arivia, it will never work. Why? Because Taisus already says that the Asay of Pir Vivia is only by Gemar Via. And he has to free him before the Tzachila, or else he's offered to marry the Isha. So Mamela, even if he waits to the last second, he'll never get it to be at the same time.
Besides being there, we're also dealing with two different people. With two different groups.
That's true. We are. Right, so Taisus Taka says that we see over here Chatei.
Yes, Chatei
Vishwilshiyaskachaverich. So you're saying, anyways, it's a different rule.
Right.
It's a different rule, not the regular assay. Okay, so that's really more or less what Taisus is going to answer.
It's not because you're leaving to the Vienna, meaning the second you free him.
That means the
other. What can you say the same thing? The same exact.
But how will this work? The mitzvah of Puri the Rivia is the mitzvah here. Okay,
right.
And that's by the Gemar Bia.
You're saying the
when will I free him? Yeah, because if not, how will he will be also to make a haskalas bia? So he says it won't be at the same second. So he says even though he doesn't like Taisus by both, he has to agree that Taisus has a good kasha. He says, lemaisa I'm moide that it's a he's going to say it's a doichik to say that he freed him during the minyan, and he told him it should be probably freed him before also. He's going to say that. So how could you do it? It's not at the same time. Miu atoisus tier two hasam. The toisus, this is a toisus in Psachim. I believe it's on Peiches. I think. B'shem ri. The davka beloisa se the chomer the idna de ma'akir lola mekayma se. The whole klal is only by asay doicha loisa se, because the lav is very chomer. So we need to do it at the same time. When it's an asay against the asay, then you can do it in any way. Even if it's not at the same time. And the Mela, that answers all the problems of all the Gemaras. Oh, and Taisus says, I have a raya.
It's not say chomer, come across the securities line, it's just. Somebody makes a decision.
Well, the Gemara, not me.
Is there a basis? I mean,
the Gemara tells you how it knows.
So,
yeah, that's what Taisa says.
So we have the right to decide.
Not we, the Kabbalah.
Yeah.
What it really means is, the way I remember from Rav Chaim in Stencils, Rachel Ashas, he says, the idea of asay being doicha asay is a poshit seichel. I can only do so many mitzvahs, right? I cannot do all of them. I have a mitzvah here, I have a mitzvah here, right? What should I do? So Rav Chaim says, well, yeah, if you're going to get an aveira, then you do Sheval Tas. But here it's just doing mitzvahs. If you whatever you're going to do, you're not going to do an avera either way. You're just going to lose. It's always going to be, so to speak, sheval pasa, because you just won't have that mitzvah. So that's Rav Chaim. So it's hilchas kedima. That's the nusach of Rav Chaim. It's hilchas kedima. What do you do? Who's first? Anything. Whatever is a little better. Do it. Have the kedima.
That's the lesson of Gemara.
Mayumi,
right?
Yeah. Mayumi dahayase mahayase. Very good. Right, so he says, as long as you're better, so why not? You don't have to be like too much better. If you're one little thing better, so hop that one up. Why not? You're not going to get both.
What if he doesn't just did it to Firminion, no?
Firminion, so the Gemara says, Mitzah the Rabbim Shaini. Oh, okay, so Tosis asked that Kasha.
Okay.
And Tosis answers that he needed a meaning for a Deraisa, for Parsha Zohar. That's what Taisa says. The Ram Taka says, the Ram also asks your Kasha, that it's not a Deraisa, and so he goes the other way. He says that Lo Oilam Baim Tavoidu is only a Derabbanan. It's not a Asei Gomor, I think that's the Lashon of the Ram. Somewhere he brings that in. Later, the Turi Avin, he doesn't agree with him. But that's the two-way stance, either that way or that way. And that's what they bring. You see, Taisa Zachidish, that the Midaraisa, we need a meaning for Zah. That's what Taisus needs to hold. Okay, so Taisus wants to bring a raya to this Yisoid. That even if it's not the Idna, we do Asei Din Bechasik. Why? First he brings the raya that we already mentioned. By Gabriel Lezer, Shashichre Avdoi, right? Rabbi Lezer was Meshacher, his Eved, to make the minion, even though he freed him first, and then afterwards they made the minion. Second raya, v'shuluch haken b'chulin. There's another case in chulin. By shuluch haken, tahavidochi asei dimitzoyra the chamur laasei the shuluch haken ilav the amar achmona shaleach tashalach afilu lidvar mitzvah. The Gemara says there was a guy. This is the case the Gemara says, and he was a mitzoyer, and he got tar from his nega, and now he needs a bird you shech the bird. To spritz on him for a mitzvah. And the only bird that he had was a shluch haken bird. And the Gemara explains what happened. The guy had taken the mother, and he was about to do the mitzvah of shluch haken. And somebody said, "Don't send that bird away. You need that bird for yourself to spritz on you." So the Gemara says, "We would say that the asay of mitzvah is chomer." And the Gemara says, why is it more chomer? Because it's Gadol HaShalom, because it's Aser B'Ishtoi, if he won't be Mitaher. So it's more chomer than the Aseh of Shuluch HaKem.
Shuluch HaKem,
I hear Shuluch, and still the Gemara says, you see how important Gadol HaShalom is. Gemara holds it's even more important than that. And Agav, I just want to mention something.
It's
because of Shuluch HaKem
is worth a lot if you have no Shalom.
That's true. But isn't it an amazing thing? It says, Loi hayu yamim tovim b'Yisrael ketu ba'ah. And this is what's so good about tu ba'ah. So what was so good was, one shot, that if you had a daughter who was a Yereshes Nachlam, right? That she had no brothers. So she was supposed to marry in her own shevet, right? And then they found the drasha that on Tu B'Av, they found the drasha that this only applies in the first generation of the Yotzei Mitzrayim. So that became the biggest yomtiv. Just because she could marry out of her shevet, in case she won't find the shidduch in her whole shevet, that is so chashuv. It's amazing. That's a ride to the shidduch crisis of the chashuv zah, right?
You see it these days.
You see it? Look, yeah. That was such a yom. Okay, so anyways, Gadol HaShalom. Okay. So Frank Taisviz. Oh, the Gemara asks, what about the law? And the Gemara Gufa answers that answer, because since he took it to do shaloch hakam, and only now, so you don't have the law anymore, and it's only that. Okay, so first he says like, Avo bishar ayosim erab lezer, the right from the meaning, yeshlut chas ki get out of, the shichur al tenai, shashichur chal bishach tfilu. Right, that's where he says it. Who says it was before? Maybe freedom that will the freedom will come exactly by davening.
Actually, kind of saying doesn't apply to any of this.
It was a yesher. What else could he?
He's another word later.
Oh, Tosis asked that kasha in Shavuos. I believe in Shavuos, and Tosis says that the fact that you can go looking around for another bird and hopefully you'll get one is called Eshel Kayim Shnei. That's what Taisa says. It has to be that, like, b'fanecha. The fact that you can go around and hopefully get one isn't good enough.
Said the Eshel Kayim Shnei, if I should remember what we're doing.
Yeah, don't forget that Taisa.
It means that you say that they have to both be possible now.
Right.
And then also, Parsha Zachar, you could be Yotze in Goran. Later on.
Oh, I can't be Yotze on a different week, you mean?
Yeah, you can be Yotze. Don't they say that you can be Yotze?
Yes, they do say. I mean, the Raista, everyone agrees that you can do it any week.
At least 12 months
from now. Maybe that was his last day. But he probably heard it last year. I mean, it makes sense. He probably heard it last year.
He
didn't have Kavana by Tuesday. I hear. Maybe that could be the case. Or else you could say what you're saying. Called, since it will be till tomorrow, it's not called that you have it. Okay, so he says that one he get out of. Okay, so he says it could be bevat lachas. Chover kasafti came prepared dal berish hashanah bechidushay mikol makrei pashta de uvda lamasha came. The pasuk shot in the mic says not mashma that he did it during dam. The gamloy is just like a gemara. The first came the gemara wouldn't be chasing from saying mikol makrei. But still, Raya Zumi Shiluach HaKein Eini Makir. The Raya from Shiluach HaKein, I do not have. The High Asay, the Shiluach HaKan, Eino Mevutelet Kol Iker. This mitzvah to send away the mother. You are an over it, Kol Kama Deloy Shachar Zayim, until you shecht her. If I hold her, I can still do it, vice versa. The Halmuki Lahasa, the Gemara explains this story was, but Avar Rishakliyasa ain't. He had already taken the mother, the Lav Avre, the Lav's already gone, he did it. Asehu the Ika, and you're left with only an Asehu. Uber Rabbi Huda, and the Gemara says another thing. According to Rabbi Huda says if you're over the Lav, there is no Asehu. The Omar Shalach me Kora Mashma, Rabbi Huda's Shita is the Asehu is before the Lav. Me Kora. Bechiha Gav Nafilo Asehu Leka. And if you already did that there, there is no asay to fix it. Elo could go into Nopal Amanasa Shalcha, the Gemara changes the story. He had taken the mother with intention to send her away. And now they tell him, keep it. The lav, leka, there's no lav here. Asay hu di'ika, there's only an asay. The salkadai techlitzi asay, and the person thinking, I want my asay of taras mitzoyer, should come, velitchi asay. Kamash malon, shaleach tashalach afilu lidvar mitzvah, therefore the Torah has to say no. Even in this case, you have to send it away. And being that the whole pasuk is that he had already taken the mother, whether you learn the case of Beheter, or you learn the case of Beheter, the halav of the law, there is no law here, and you only have an asay left. You must send her away. And behold, hi, asay, this asay, efshar l'kayim alo oylam, you can do it forever, ad sheish chatena, till you shecht it. Nimsa comes out, kesharoyta lishchot oysa, he now will go and shecht her. Lemitzos asay di mitzer, because I want to do the asay of mitzer, adayin enam avat al asay, he hasn't been over the asay of shiluach, ad shah shchita. Ukshashachta, at that moment that he shecht it, l'shay mitzer, abob bitol asay di shiluach, im kiyom asay di taras mitzer, kachas. So it is at the same moment. Why is Taisa saying that they don't come at the same moment? In fact, the Tureyavin, it is at the exact same moment. All right, we have to stop over here.
Okay.
So next Tuesday is Tisha B'Av.
Next week is Tisha B'Av.
And after that, I'm going to be gone for probably two Tuesdays. So if
I'll be in touch with
you. Okay, we'll see what to do. Okay.
Tuesday night is not your first.
Okay.